I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Monsters, Inc.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for sushi.
Sushi? You think this is about sushi?
I could really go to Harryhausen's right now.
Harryhausen's?
Yeah. I could do it with a California roll.
Oh my gosh, and some unagi.
Oh, and the little soya sauce that comes in the little
the
plastic fish.
Yes.
Cute.
Emily Sanford, you are the queen of impressions. And how are you adding Celia from Monsters, Inc. to your repertoire? When's the one-woman show?
I promise I'll do some Instagram reels soon.
Please, the world needs them. I mean, this film is great. It's smart and funny and feel good as well. Like, it's got such a lovely ending. I've easily watched it more times than I can count. So the film was released in the US on November the 2nd, 2001. It had a budget of $115 million, courtesy of Disney Pixar. Thank you very much. And the box office gross was $579 million. So it more than made its money back.
Wow, Walt Disney went for sushi. After that, money came in.
Oh my
Jeez,
God.
He's California rolling in it. Look, I really want to get into more of the film bio and like the directors and everything, but we do need to talk about our gift card and gift wrap collaboration that we have created with an amazing illustrator who's based in Bristol called Zoe Spry. We've designed 7 cards that are nostalgia related, mm-hmm. and they're so classy and fun. And like, if you love gift wrap and gift cards like us, then I definitely think you should go to zoespry.com.
And check them out.
Yeah.
They're really, really cute, guys. Like, genuinely, I would have all of these on my wall.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah, we stan a montage wall.
Yeah.
We love that. So yeah, it's super exciting. And this isn't just exclusive to the UK, by the way, because we know we've got listeners all over the world.
Yep.
So of course we've made it worldwide shipping.
Yes. So no excuses, guys. Go check it out. Collect them all. It's like Pokemon, but like cool, you know?
Yeah. It's easy to catch them all.
Yeah, I mean, they're just in stock.
Anyway, shall we get into Monsters, Inc.?
Yes. Tell me a little bit about the directors.
Okay, so the film was directed by Pete Docter, David Silverman, and Lee Unkrich. So if you guys aren't familiar with Monsters, Inc.,
What have you been doing?
Why are you listening to this podcast?
Get out the closet and not in that way. Oh, God. Take your time. I mean, like, you know, stop hiding from monsters. Oh, no, the monsters are in the closet. Oh, my God, I'm a bit hot. Okay, so the original idea of Monsters, Inc. was conceived back in 1994, if you can believe that. That was 27 years ago.
Right.
During the production of Toy Story. At one point, Sully was going to have tentacles instead of legs, and he was going to have glasses. Mike was also going to be armless in an earlier draft. Like, what? How does he do anything?
He literally, like, what?
Roz is like, you haven't filed your paperwork. He's like, yeah, I don't have arms. Like, what am I supposed to do? Drag it?
What?
I know.
You know, we were talking about Harryhausens just a minute ago, and that is actually named after Ray Harryhausen, this really legendary special effects artist, some guy.
Yeah.
But he's known for creating monsters for films like Clash of the Titans and Jason and the Argonaut.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Giving him some respect.
You know, in the simulation room at the beginning, when they scroll on the videotape, the number that comes up is the actual number to reach out to
Pixar. Yeah, I heard about that. That's great. This year, Disney Plus have released a Monsters, Inc. TV spin-off. It's called Monsters at Work. It picks up basically 6 months after the Monsters, Inc. plot, where Monsters, Inc. is now harvesting children's laughter instead of screams. And it follows a new character called Tyler Tuskman, voiced by a guy called Ben Feldman. It kind of follows his pursuit to becoming a jokester like his idols, Sully and Mike, who also feature in this, as well as Celia and all the original characters as well, which
amazing.
Is incredible. As well as Mindy Kaling joining the ranks as a monster called Val.
Cute. Okay, so this is our evening plans.
Yeah.
Tonight. We don't know what we're having for dinner, but I'm thinking sushi. And we can watch this.
Great.
Yay.
So let's start with Billy Crystal.
Oh, who the love of my life.
Mike Wazowski. You would recognize him from iconic films like When Harry Met Sally, City Slickers, and The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Did you know he was originally offered the role of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story?
I've read this.
He declined and hated himself for it ever since.
Fine, but then he got to be Mike Wazowski, which...
Mike is more lovable.
Yeah. What about James P. Sullivan?
James P. Sullivan is voiced by John Goodman. He is just one of those iconic actors, instantly recognizable face and voice.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of rose to fame from a TV show called Roseanne back in the day.
Yeah.
He was in 10 Cloverfield Lane. He was in The Borrowers,
ugh,
the villain.
Ugh. Ugh.
Hated him. And he voices Pasha in The Emperor's New Groove,
which we are doing an episode on, yes, in a couple of weeks.
I can't wait for that. So yeah, really great. And again, his voice just lends himself perfectly to Sully.
Was he also in The Flintstones?
He was.
Yeah.
The live action Flintstones.
Yeah.
Oh my God, of course.
He played Fred.
Yes.
Amazing. So we've also got Celia May.
Yes.
Now, you will love this fact. She was married to Sam Simon, who was one of the creators of The Simpsons.
R.I.P. Sam Simon, legend. Jennifer Tilly is the actress's name. You've seen her in Modern Family. She's really famous for her voiceover work because she has that incredible voice. Yeah. She was the voice of the Bride of Chucky and Bonnie in Family Guy.
Jennifer had this like affiliation with The Simpsons, and she'd like basically raved to Pixar because one of the writers on The Simpsons had created this script for this other animated film, The Incredibles, which we know is obviously an absolute classic.
That is incredible. So she knew it was incredible before.
So we've also got Randall Boggs,
played by Steve Buscemi. He has a recognizable face, but probably for the wrong reason.
I was gonna say, is it bad to say he looks a bit like a lizard? But he is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, we have no hate for Steve Buscemi, by the way.
Not at all, no. And he's an incredible actor. He's been in Fargo, Ghost World, Reservoir Dogs, Portlandia, 30 Rock.
Does he always play that like weaselly kind of like mean character?
I mean, he plays it so well, so I think maybe you start to get typecast. But also, it's a talent.
Yeah, 100%. Get that money. So we've got Boo, who is played by Mary Gibbs. Now, Mary Gibbs is one of the daughters of one of the producers on the film, right?
Yeah, she wasn't like a voice actor, was she? She was literally just like a toddler.
Yeah, Boo's actual name is Mary. You know, in the scene when she draws Sully a picture?
Yeah.
If you look closely enough on the paper, she's written Mary.
Mary. And that's her real name.
Yeah.
An Easter egg.
All her lines were improvised. So they got her in like a recording booth and just got puppets and toys and just made her talk and sing.
Yeah. And then they would just cut it together however they needed to.
At least she got some like tuition money for when she's older.
Right.
You're off to Monsters University. What?
No.
No.
It was shit. So So let's move on to best supporting character, or best supporting monster, I should say. Do you want to kick off?
Okay, so firstly, I want to start with the three monsters that appear in the news report, you know, when Boo's in the city.
Yeah.
So we've got that one burgundy, like long-limbed monster with the fangs and big green eyes and the huge eyelashes, the yellow slug with the five eyes.
Yeah.
And then the other monster who's got the lisp and he's got loads of eyes.
They're kind of giving their like eyewitness account.
Yeah, it's such a funny moment. So you've got the news reporter who's like, if witnesses are to be believed, there has been a child security breach for the first time in monster history. Well, a kid flew right over me and blasted a car with its laser vision. I tried to run from it, but it picked me up with its mind powers and shook me like a dog. It's true. I saw the whole thing.
So good.
They're iconic. So good.
They are. I mean, they don't need names. They're just known as iconic monster 1, 2, and 3.
Exactly. The news report monsters.
So I really love Needleman and Smitty. They are the two kind of squeaky voice workers who are at Monsters, Inc. Kind of like the janitors.
Interns,
yeah, all of the above. They are just hilarious and provide that comic relief when you need it. So then I said, if you want to talk to me like that again, we're through. What did she say? You know my mom. She sent me to my room. That hurt my voice a little bit, but it was worth it.
Next episode sponsored by Strepsil, because we need it. That's so good. Look, there's some other good characters. It's in the scene where Mike and Sully are walking to work. So we've got Tony the Italian monster.
Yeah.
He's the grocery store owner. His store's called Tony's Grocery. Gross.
Oh, because they're monsters.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's selling pineapples, for example.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, 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 fellas. Yeah. And they're like, hey, Tony. I just really like him. Yeah. Cute mustache. He's a vibe.
Yeah.
And then there's the monster who's a big jelly slug. Yeah. And he like goes over a vent and falls through the drain. Oh, great.
Like, how is he recovering from that? Because his eyes and his teeth remain, you know, on the grate, but everything else is like, what? What do you do?
Hopefully Tony gave him a hand with his many tentacles.
Yeah,
exactly. And then we've got the dinosaur who squawks like a chicken. They're waiting at the crossing and Sully's like, Ted walks to work. And then Mike goes, big deal, guy takes 5 steps and he's there.
I want to know how he's fitting through the door.
We've also got Jerry Slugworth, the monster who appears on the scare floor. He's got like a headset on.
The Britney headset. Yes. And he kind of runs. He's like the floor manager, right?
Yeah. He's the one who's like counting down until they can all open the doors and go and do the scaring. And there's this moment he's like, we are on in 7, 6, 5. And
because he's got seven fingers
on one hand. Those details from the writers, I'm obsessed with. Yes. It's so, so good.
I think we need to shout out the abominable snowman. The most hospitable guest for someone who's been banished. He's so lovely. Obviously, he just like wants company.
Yeah, I'd love to do apres-ski with that guy.
Truly. Welcome to the Himalayas. And then like Sully and Mike just looking at each other like, God. He offers Mike and Sully snow cones. Mike goes, "Oh, because they're yellow." And he's like, oh, no, they're lemon. And then after when Sully's, you know, like making his way to the village to get through a door, he's like, hey, I made more snow cones.
Oh.
Enough with the snake!
Honestly, I mean, that's all he can make, really.
Well, fair.
The character I really like is George Sanderson. Georgie, as the other monsters call him.
Cute.
He's the fluffy orange monster who's got the horn on his nose.
Yeah.
He's so cute and he's got a bit of a lisp. They realise he's got a sock on his back. 2319, we got a 2319! And then he has that really cute line where he's like, hey, thanks, guys, that was a close one. And then, obviously, the CDA, the Child Detection Agency, explode the sock and then pull up that pop-up curtain and just like shave him, and then he has that cone.
Classic. Well, on the subject of the CDA, we should probably segue to our best supporting character, who is number one at the agency, and her name
is Roz.
Roz was voiced by a guy called Bob Peterson,
mm-hmm.
who was Monsters, Inc. story supervisor. And what I love about him is that that voiceover was supposed to be temporary. It was just kind of like a stand-in while they were doing the storyboarding and, you know, all the rough bits.
Yeah.
You know, they loved his kind of nasal sing-song voice so much that they kept it in the final film. And she is now our best supporting character. So thank you, Bob Peterson.
You're welcome.
Collect your award for the best supporting character.
Oh, that, you're right. That really strains your voice.
It does. It does. I'm scared for Beth quotes.
All right.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm trying to continue. Just like...
Learn your lesson.
Just trying to give myself esophagus problems. Okay, now we're going to do most iconic outfit.
I mean, it's difficult for this film because not a lot of people are wearing clothes.
This is true.
It's a lot of fur.
Yeah, so we might be speeding through this category. But that's fine.
That's fine. Literally. More time for quotes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Ow.
Okay, so first of all, I think we should discuss Celia's outfit.
Googly bear. Oh, googly bear.
You remembered.
Yeah. She's probably the one with the most high fashion in Monstropolis, I reckon. So she's got like the green scaled dress with the fur trimmed collar.
So chic. The colour coordination between the dress and her purple skin.
Yeah.
Love it. So she's got like green scale pattern dress.
Yeah.
In that world, monsters have green scales. Would that be the equivalent of me walking down the street in like a suit that looks like pink flesh? It's kind of creepy when you think about it.
I mean...
So maybe don't think about it.
Yeah. Can someone send me an amnesia ray?
Alas, grass.
Oh, you're right. And also, I love, like, Celia's hair is obviously, like, the snakes. And they're so cute, aren't they?
They are really, really cute. And there's that close-up of them. I wonder, do they need feeding? Or do you think they're just kind of chilling?
I think they probably don't need to eat.
Right.
Yeah. And I love that the snakes are so, like, emotional. You know, they're obviously on the date. And she's like, what are you looking at? Oh, I was just thinking of the first time I laid eye on you. How pretty you looked. Oh, stop it. Your hair was shorter then. I'm thinking of getting it cut. No. I like it long. And they're like, they're so cute.
Oh my gosh.
We also have, you know, Boo. Her look is pretty iconic.
Oh my God. That is the full on like pandemic uniform. Slouchy pink t-shirt. She got leggings and socks. Perfect. She was ahead of her time.
Yeah. And then of course the blue helmets as well that all the staff have to wear.
Yes.
You know,
oh my gosh, yeah, really cute.
So I want to discuss the cousin's sister's daughter outfit. The outfit Sully makes Boo so she can wear it at Monsters, Inc.
As a kind of monster disguise.
So we've got the purple scale chair, which is like the material they use.
Yeah.
A mop for the hair. And then we've got a lamp for the eyes. Cute.
And it works. Mr. Waternoose is like, James, is this one yours? Actually, that's my cousin's sister's daughter, sir. Yeah, it's bring an obscure relative to work day. Must have missed the memo. I'm sure, like, in this day and age, that holiday exists.
Oh, yeah. There's a holiday for everything. Okay, so I think most iconic outfit should go to Mike when he is wearing the oven gloves, the flippers, the snorkel, and like the sieve on his eye.
Because he thinks it's going to protect him from Boo.
Yeah, he obviously doesn't want to be touched by her. He's got like the anti-back spray. He's like trying to spray at her. And then she sneezes on him and he sprays his eye.
Yeah, he's like... I mean, thinking back to, you know, first lockdown when people were kind of going out, not really having much like PPE protection, I would see people out looking like Mike did with all the protection that you could just kind of find from home, looking ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. I hope at Disney Pixar there were posters for the employees of Mike in his sieve and oven gloves with Roz standing next to him or something, captioned, "Make sure to wash your hands."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So next, let's talk about best musical moment. And I think right from the go, we are given some musical gold with the Monsters, Inc. theme tune.
Oh my goodness, the motion graphics for Monsters, Inc., perfection. It's like a saxophone dream.
Yeah, very jazzy. It just kind of gets you in the mood. Like, you could hear the first bar of that and know exactly what it is.
You know the one we're talking about. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, Pixar, hire us. Where's our Grammy? There's kind of jazzy interludes throughout, which is great because everything ties in really well. This film doesn't have a whole lot of real songs. It's really all just orchestral music.
Yeah.
However, we do have some amazing musical moments from Mike and Sully themselves.
Oh my goodness, we do. If I Didn't Have You, that won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. So Randy Newman, who'd been like composing and writing the music for Pixar since Toy Story.
Yes.
He'd received 16 previous Oscar nominations, but he'd never won anything.
Yes.
But thanks to Monsters, Inc., he finally could add Oscar winner to his CV.
I mean, the album was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Score and a Grammy Award for Best Score Soundtrack Album, but lost both of those to Lord of the Rings. Ugh. I think we need to kind of shine a light on that soundtrack today.
John Goodman and Billy Crystal singing that just sounds so good. Was this one of the first times that two character actors had performed the lines together in the same booth?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it shows like their chemistry.
Honestly, absolutely love it.
So good. And that song plays during the end credits as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was worth the wait.
Boo has a few musical moments. She does like to sing. It's very cute. There's the bit where she's singing in the cubicle. It's the bit before Randall hits all the doors. And it's that tense moment where both of them have to like stand on the toilet and hope he doesn't see. It's so funny. Lemon, lemon, lime. Yes. Hey, do you know who would love that song? The Yeti.
Lemon.
Yeah. There's a moment where they've gone through one of the doors and it's like all the yodeling. Like, how does it? I'm not a good yodeler. We need Yodel Kid. Remember when he got famous? That was his door.
Oh my God. Good for him.
Yodeler, 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 yodeler. However, best musical moment has to go to Mike and Sully when they're singing their fake musical.
They're just arguing on the scare floor and everyone's kind of looking at them and he's like, we're rehearsing for a play. It's a musical.
Called Put That Thing Back Where It Came From. Put that thing back where it came from. Also help me, so help me. I just gotta cry. A little bit later on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that musical. She's out of our
He has a lovely singing voice.
Honestly, Billy Crystal.
And he even sings to Celia before their date. You and me and you, both of us together. Shush, go to work.
Stunning. That's why he's forgetting to file his paperwork.
Well, maybe. He's just doing warm-ups. Put That Thing Back Where It Came From, Also Help Me, is incredible. And it's either in the bloopers or the end credits. We actually see their fully realized musical that they end up putting on.
Yes.
And it's a whole production. Everyone's doing the choreography and Sully doesn't really know. He's barely following. And then there's a moment where Mike is sitting on a stool with a spotlight and he's like, she's out of her head. Like a little ballad moment. And then at the end, like, so we put that thing back where it came from.
So cute. There is that really funny meme, isn't there, of Mike sitting on the stool, just singing into the microphone.
Yeah.
Ugh, good. I love that. Yeah, if I was Roz and I was eavesdropping on him singing, I'd be like, put that paper where it gotta be. Also help you.
So help your voice. Is that okay?
I don't know. At this point, I really don't know.
2419. That means hot water with lemon stat.
All right. So now we're going on to best quotes.
You're buzzing for this.
I can't wait for this. I'm more excited than Celia when she found out she was going to Harryhausen's, basically. So I think we should start with the beginning scene. This is like right at the beginning.
Yes. This is straight after the title. It's like it's so early.
Exactly. Yeah. So you guys will remember it. It's when it's like, simulation terminated. Simulation terminated. And then we've got that monster.
He's got a smart blazer, a little webbed ear thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Some big googly eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Bile, is it? My friends call me Flem. Mr. Bile, can you tell me what you did wrong? I fell down? No, before that. Can anyone tell me Mr. Bile's big mistake? Anyone? Let's have a look at the tape. Here we go. Right, up. There, see? The door. You left it wide open. And leaving the door open is the worst mistake any employee can make because... it could let in a draft.
It could let in a child.
Mr. Waternoose.
That was brilliant. And you really needed the build up as well. So I think you nailed that.
Just in life, just because.
Because.
Yeah, poor Flem.
He really reminds me of someone I used to work with as well. I won't mention them.
Oh. So another quote, the camera is on the alarm on Sully's bedside table. And it says like 6:05.
Yeah.
It's Mike doing the voice. Good morning, Monstropolis. It's now 5 past the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city. Temperatures are a balmy 65 degrees, which is good news for you reptiles. And it looks like it's going to be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in, or simply work out that flab that's hanging over the bed. Get up, Sully.
That comic timing. He has such a good voice for radio.
Definitely.
And a face for radio, if you don't mind me saying.
Talk about my googly bear like that. Oh my God. Yeah, and then straight after that we have Sully. I don't believe I asked for a wake-up call, Mikey. Hey, let's talk more pain, marshmallow boy. I love it.
That's great. And then after that, they see the Monsters, Inc. TV ad. And something that really tickled me, and it shouldn't because it's such an insignificant line. During the TV ad, they have different people who work there, like, turn to the camera and say, I'm Monsters Incorporated. And it cuts back to them watching TV and Sully goes, hey, look, Betty! funny. I don't know why. It's so stupid, but it really, really tickled me.
So they watch that commercial, don't they? I love throughout the entire film, a barcode or a logo or something goes on Mike's face. He's always obscured by something like that. I was on TV. And then the phone rings. I know. Wasn't I great? Did the whole family see? It's your mom. What can I say? The camera loves me. It is so, so good.
I love when Mike and Sully are back at the apartment with Boo and they're worried of getting found out. I think the CDA are flying helicopters all over. And Sully says, how could I do this? How could I be so stupid? This could destroy the company. And Mike's like, who cares about the company? What about us? That thing is a killing machine. And it cuts to Boo, and Boo's like running in a circle going, la 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 la. Honestly, the writer's mind.
Sully's like, hey Mike, this might sound crazy, but I don't think that kid's dangerous. Oh really? Well, in that case, let's keep it. I always wanted a pet that could kill me. Like, he gets so scared, he falls into the bin and those books fall into his mouth. Yeah. And then Boo laughs and Sully's like, what was that? Mike says, I have no idea, but it would be great if it didn't do it again.
So good. He has some amazing one-liners. So after Mike makes plans with Celia, he says to Sully, oh, I'm just so romantic. Sometimes I just marry myself. And when he has that little run-in with Randall, what happens when the whistle blows in 5 minutes? I get a timeout. Everyone goes to lunch, which means the scare floor will be painted? Empty. It'll be empty, you idiot.
Shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Me, me, me. You hear that? It's the winds of change.
I'm gonna really make you teach that guy a lesson. Make you. It's stuff like that I'm just obsessed with.
Yes.
And I don't know if you noticed this in Monsters University. You know the scene where the pig runs into the dorm room? It's kind of like the uni mascot, maybe?
Right.
And it runs into the room that Mike shares with Randall. Above Randall's bed is a poster that says, the winds of change.
No way!
Yeah.
Ooh, foreshadowing. I like that. And also when Randall has captured Mike, thinking he was capturing Boo.
Yeah.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin? And then what does Mike say?
First of all, it's cretin. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
Sassy, even close to death.
One of my favorite quotes is when Mike is sitting in the chair and Fungus, who is Randall's assistant, who is played by Frank Oz, a really famous voice actor.
Yeah.
So he actually does Miss Piggy's voice. Just
That's amazing.
Fun fact. Anyway, Mike is looking at Fungus because obviously Fungus doesn't really like Randall, but just has to do what Randall says.
Yeah.
Fungus, you like cars? Huh? Because I got a really nice car. You let me go, I'll give you a ride in the car.
What a good bribe.
There's no way Mike would give up his car for anyone. So obviously when they're leaving to work in the opening scene, and like Mike wants to drive and Sully's like, no, come on, there's a scream shortage, we should just walk. Mm-hmm. And then Mike's like, hey genius, do you know why I bought that car? Not really. To drive it, you know, like with the honk honk and the vroom vroom. Say that every time we get in a car.
Yes. But we can't finish best quotes without touching on the light of our lives. That's Ms. Roz. Because she's iconic and anything she says is brilliant. I think we need to award best quotes to, bear with me here. Mike goes up to Roz's office window. He goes, good morning, Roz, my succulent little garden snail. And who will we be scaring today?
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork last night.
Oh, that darn paperwork. Wouldn't it be easier if it all just blew away?
Don't let it happen again.
Yes, well, I'll try to be more careful next time.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
Oh, she's nuts.
Bravo! I'm sorry, are you Roz?
Surprise! Ah.
Imagine if you like pulled off your face right now and you were Roz.
Oh my god. Well, I am awfully sludgy.
Oh.
That note, maybe let's move on to Can We Discuss?
Okay, so now we're going on to our favourite part of the podcast, which is Can We Discuss?
I have a really great one to kick off with, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So throughout the film, we always hear 2319. We've got a 2319.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is that code? We know it means, you know, contamination, you know, but why the numbers? And there was a TikTok that went viral and they realized that the 23rd letter in the alphabet is W and the 19th letter is S. WS, white sock. It's code for white sock.
What?
I know.
Who made that TikTok? Are they a spy? MI5, hire them right now.
Truly. The username was
Slug69.
Nice.
Such a fun fact. See, this is why you guys listen to the Hey Now, Hey Now podcast.
We bring you the good.
Yeah. So this was the main thing that I wanted to talk about in Can We Discuss?
Mm.
The fact that we waited 12 years for a follow-up to Monsters, Inc. and we got a prequel.
Ugh.
A prequel!
So disappointing. I'll be honest, I watched Monsters University once and I didn't enjoy it. I think just the disappointment of it not being a sequel. Like, I wanted to see what Boo was like and, you know, everything else,
yeah.
But we never got that.
I also can't believe Monsters University was released in 2013.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
So we waited 8 years ago. Yeah,
we've nearly had as much time between Monsters Inc. 1 and 2.
Oh.
I feel sick.
Like, what?
You know what's even worse? We almost did get the sequel of our dreams and it got cancelled.
I read this. Do you want me to tell everyone what it was about?
Please, because I'm holding back tears.
Okay. So, Monsters Inc. 2 was apparently going to be called Lost in Scaradice. And the plot was basically going to focus on Mike and Sully visiting Boo on her birthday, only to find out Boo has moved. So Mike and Sully were then going to have to travel through the human world to find Boo. This is according to IMDb, by the way. So yeah. Before the little lampshade that's like comes and kills us in our sleep. We just want to clarify that. We got it off the internet.
Yeah, we did not. We're not leaking this. But in July of this year, the script was uploaded to YouTube and revealed various other details. Sully struggles as the Monsters, Inc. CEO, because that's what he got promoted to. Mike and Celia would have got married. Randall had a redemption arc. We'd see the banished monsters coming back to the monster world. We'd find out that Boo had a brother and a human kid named Simon was the main antagonist. So lots to unpack there. Maybe we'll get it one day. Maybe not.
Yeah. Something else that I wanted to talk about was how quickly Boo falls asleep.
Can she drop her secret?
She does not need the car map because she is out like a light. Sully's like, you go to sleep. What?
So easily. But then she's like two. Also, that bed looked really comfortable.
It was like five times her size.
Yeah.
Because Sully's massive.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we should probably talk about Sully's apartment. It is gorgeous. Is that what you get on a scare of salary? Because honestly, sign me up.
Yeah. Mike lives with him.
Yes.
I feel like they are.
Yeah, because his car was parked outside, right?
Yeah.
Although he could have driven. I don't know.
So they're not that old then, are they? This is like obviously their first job kind of outside of university, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
If they're housemates. So in the sequel, Mike would have moved in obviously with Celia.
Celia. Yeah.
That's
I wonder
so
what
cute.
Her place would look like.
Green, scaly sofas and purple drapes.
Yeah. You know what is so interesting, which again, it took me a few watches to realise. Mm. Sully's big, cosy armchair that has a hole in the back of it. It's to let his tail through.
Ah.
Makes perfect sense. Oh.
Now, something I'm wondering if Disney and Pixar can think about is a new ride, and I want to pitch it.
Please.
So, you know, obviously there's the scene where they like, jump onto all the wardrobe doors. Wouldn't it be amazing if there was a ride that was those doors. So there's like 23 million doors apparently, but you just kind of like sit on the side of the door and just be transported around. That would be so good.
That would be amazing. So there is a Monsters Inc. ride at one of the Disney parks, but it's very slow moving. You kind of just like drift through different scenes. There's lots of like CDA people looking for Boo, and Mike and Sally pop up at random bits, and like Randall is there, but it's very slow, very kid friendly. I want what you're saying, like the massive like roller coaster,
yeah,
racing through. That would be so cool.
Sign me up, Disney. Okay, the last thing that I did want to talk about was Mike's new car. Now, that is honestly my favorite Disney short. And I'm not sure if many people remember this. I think when you watched it at the cinema, it came up at the end, but it was definitely on like the DVD credits.
Yes.
And if you have Disney Plus, this is not spawn, you can watch Mike's new car on that. In fact, you can watch it on YouTube. It is so funny.
It's the only, or at least one of the only Disney shorts that has dialogue in it. This is like a proper like 10-minute scene. Mike is trying to show off his amazing car to Sully, looking at all the features, and it just goes from bad to worse, doesn't it?
It's like, we released a panther. He's got this amazing, like, six-wheel drive, literally, yellow car. Looks like it's probably features on, like, Monstropolis Top Gear or something. Everything happens, doesn't it? He invites Sully to, like, sit in the car.
Yeah.
Sully presses some buttons. The seat's going... And then he goes out, presses a button, gets his hands trapped in the bonnet, gets trapped in the bonnet, and there's all this,
all
like
the gears are like moving around. He's like,
there's samba music playing, and then it stops, and then he leaves, and he's just got that little bit of smoke from his butt. It's just so funny. And then there's the end bit where he's like, don't touch anything, and then he flies from it.
I think that short has scared me into never wanting to drive.
Fine. We just have to get so rich, we just have chauffeurs.
Fine. I would have loved it if he opened the boot at the end. And yeah.
Guess who?
Get out!
It's a Roswell drive.
She's quite funny, Ros. You know, I just imagine her saying, like, it's a Roswell.
I think we'd have a really good night out with her. I think she's like, she'd be up for a good night.
Do you think?
Yeah, I could totally see it. Her in a little sparkly, like, little bomber jacket, slugging along.
Do you think she's one of those, like, cops who also does cocaine? Probably. Oh. Although if she did that, it would, like, fizz up. It would be like...
No, Rose, that's salt!
I've never felt so high.
Oh, Rose! So let's move on to trivia. And I think I've got some good ones this week. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, right. Here we go. What odorants does Sully offer Mike in the locker room?
Oh, one is wet dog.
Yes.
One is like garbage.
Smelly garbage. Yeah.
And one is, I have no idea, like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
It's old dumpster. So, yes.
Googly bear.
Oh.
There goes our sponsorship.
Sorry, Jean-Paul. Yeah. Okay, my question to you. So Sully goes into Boo's room. Mm. He picks up some toys, and there's three of them that are based on iconic Pixar animations. Can you tell me what they are?
Yes. There is a Jessie Cowgirl doll.
Yep.
We see Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Because that was Pixar's next film.
Yeah.
Is it the Toy Story ball?
Yes.
Yay!
Googly bear.
The ball from Luxo Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the yellow red with a star and a blue stripe or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
classic
it.
One. Here's a tricky one. Do you know how many flowers are on Boo's door?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to say 7.
Your stunned silence is very reassuring.
That's 5.
Fine.
I wasn't watching properly.
My throat is really psyched.
I know, honestly, we're nearly done. Don't worry.
Okay, so in the beginning scene, Mike kind of trains Sully, doesn't he? He makes him do all these like morning protocol. Scary feet, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. Kids awake. Okay, twins in the bunk bed. And then there's a moment when they're in the bathroom together. He basically says to Sully, scary monsters don't have blank.
Plaque.
Yes.
Googly bear.
Yeah. Fight that black. Fight that black. So good.
It's true as well. Okay, What is the Monsters, Inc. company motto?
We scare because we care.
Yeah!
Googly Bear!
Woo!
Now, they would have had to change that motto when they moved from scaring to laughter. I wonder what they would have done. We laugh till you buff. You know what? We don't work for Pixar. We don't have to worry about this. Save it to the pros.
There is a commercial, as we know, for Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
The whole point of it is like, we're a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the commercial say that Monsters, Inc. does? There's three things.
We power your home, power your car.
Yes.
And we light your city.
Yes!
Googly Bear!
Okay, when Sully attempts to file paperwork for Mike, he's told to leave which color paper?
Leave the puce.
Yes!
Googly Bear!
Do you know what kind of colour puce is?
Is puce like a fuchsia kind of colour? Like a purpley?
Purpley brown.
Ah.
Yeah. According to our friend Google.
I see. Celia and Mike's new apartment. What colours are we going to have on the wall? I say leave the puce.
Yeah.
See, we could write the lines for the sequel.
Oh, man, it writes itself.
I know.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ugh. So Sully tells Mike that he could use the exercise. What is Mike's response?
Oh, my gosh. Is this in the beginning scene as well?
Yeah.
God, you love that scene.
Oh, so there's so much good stuff that happened in that scene.
Oh, I don't know.
Your stunned silence is very reassuring.
It's the, I could use the exercise. Look at you. You have your own climate. He basically says, you have your own climate. He does.
Good one.
He does.
Good one. All right, my final question to you. When Mike tries out his stand-up routine on a child at the end of the film, What part of the routine finally makes the child laugh?
He swallows the microphone and burps.
Yes!
Googly Bear!
That's it. And literally the burp like makes him rock on the stool that he's sitting on.
Oh,
that's it. You got it.
So good.
Wow.
Okay, so there's another kind of like miscellaneous monster who's like walking along the street. He sneezes into his newspaper. Do you know what he says?
He sneezes into his newspaper and fire comes out.
Yeah.
And it burns the newspaper. Does he say like, oh, nuts?
Yes.
Googly Bear.
Yeah. I redeem myself.
Woohoo.
Yes.
And I love the newspapers in Monsters, Inc. because there is that scene where Roz is like holding a newspaper.
Yeah.
And it's called like the Daily Globe.
Ew.
I know. It's like baby born with five heads.
Parents thrilled.
Yeah.
I also, you just reminded me that scene where they're walking to work and the kids are doing like jump rope with that monster's tongue. It's like, hi, Sully. Hi, Mike.
And then he bangs into the person's eye.
He's like, hey, watch it. God, this film's good. Brilliant. Well, dear listeners, thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'm so glad that we got to chat all things Monsters, Inc. with you guys.
And we're very pleased that you're enjoying this animation series. If you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram. It's at Hey Now, Hey Now. If you've got Apple Podcasts, leave us a little 5-star review on that. We would appreciate it so much and we won't send Raz on you.
I love how easily you slipped into that. And don't forget to check out our greetings card collection in collaboration with Zoe Spry Design. Those can be found on zoespry.com and shop to your heart's content.
Yes, you can find the link in our podcast bio.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing collaboration. And you know us, we love the paperwork.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.